Hello again, you're with the news at one. It's a year this week since Dublin city centre became engulfed by chaos, violence and looting. Today, Gardaí released images of 99 men and women they would like to speak to about that night. Chief Superintendent Patrick McMenamin said they would continue to pursue all those suspected to have been involved.
Today we published the pictures of 99 people who we have identified as being present in the city centre and having played a role in the events of the 23rd of November last. The pictures have been taken from the CCTV footage obtained during the investigation. These pictures are of excellent quality. However, we have not yet positively identified those people. Today, we will publish on the Garda Síochána website. I am appealing to members of the public to access the images and where they can to help us with identifying those people.
Chief Superintendent Patrick McMenamin speaking to a news conference this morning. Let's speak now to our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. Paul, this is a pretty unusual move by Gardaí. Tell us about these images.
Yeah, it is quite unusual considering the amount of people that have been publicly identified this morning. The Gardaí say they do this every month on crime call, but there's 99 people involved here, and the investigation team issued an appeal to help them to identify these 99 people that they want to speak to. Now, they released the pictures of a variety of different people in different situations. They're on the streets. One is carrying a bicycle. They're in shops, carrying shoes, runners, boxes, clothing. And these are stills. But Gardaí say for these stills, they have the accompanying footage of what these people are seen doing on CCTV camera before and after these still images have been released. Now, they say these people were present in the city centre, and they say they, quote, they played a role in the events, but they have not yet been identified. They say they want to rule them in or out of their investigation, and they say all 99 images of all 99 people are on the Garda website. They're asking people to look at them, and if they recognise somebody or if they even recognise themselves, to contact the Garda at Store Street. There is a facility on the website to click on the picture. A button then comes up where people can report if they know the person, and the Gardaí say they don't have to say who they are when they're making that report. Reports can be made anonymously. Now, it's clear already that people have been looking at the pictures this morning, since 9:30 this morning when they were put up on the website, because the Garda website crashed for a time this morning and couldn't be accessed, and that's quite a rare event in itself.
In Britain, Paul, following the riots during the summer, people were brought to court fairly quickly, prompting questions about the speed of the response here. What have Gardaí been saying about that?
Yeah, the Chief Superintendent, Pat McMenamin, rejected suggestions that the investigation has been too slow, particularly when you compare it to what happened in the UK, where hundreds of people were jailed within weeks of the riots there. He says in this country, he said he can't comment on the processes over there, but he says here, the Gardaí have to gather the evidence and follow the evidence. He says he insists that due process has to take its course. Well, when they identify people, they have to question them, they have to interview them, then they have to gather all that evidence together. And if they're to be brought to court, they have to be charged, then brought before a court, and then it's in the judicial process, it's handed over to the court system, and that again takes a particular length of time.
Paul, thank you for that. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds there.